One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Like. It's the Bro Show.
It's Lucas and Jacob.
The world is my oyster. Come touch the pearl. The world is my oyster. And I'm the only girl.
Oh, you're transitioning?
What? I just want to leave like a little bit of a dramatic pause before I answer.
Oh, okay.
I'll answer that next week. How about just keep people, make people feel like there's something to look forward to? No, but I do love that lyric. It's just iconic, like the Addison Rae song, like I'm the only girl, like, because that's everyone's dream, like just a world of men with one girl and everyone wants you. That's like everyone's dream at the end of the day. Is that what she meant by that lyric?
I feel like something like that.
I relapsed. If you've been following the podcast, you remember I made this whole big commotion about going caffeine free. It became my new personality. Even in my real life, I noticed like when I've been around people who knew I was going caffeine free, like they always made it a moment being like, well, you can't get Diet Coke. Like it was just this thing of like, I actually felt like I was going sober from like a hardcore drug or something, and everyone was trying to keep me on the right track. But I'm back on the caffeine train.
Yeah, it is crazy that you're saying this, because if you go back a few podcasts, I'm pretty sure you did say a few outlandish statements like, and since I feel fine, I probably would never do caffeine again. Maybe I'll just treat it more as every now and then if I'm feeling frisky. But
yeah,
that went all down the drain by Julia Fox.
You did. So to update everyone, if you don't remember the whole conundrum of my caffeine story, I basically just quit it because I wanted to know what it felt like to be caffeine free a month. I really wanted to just know, like, will I access this new state of being? Will I be so free? And to be honest, I just felt exactly the same, minus the 3 days of withdrawal. I just, yeah, went back to just normal vibes. So I was like, oh, maybe I just won't ever drink caffeine again because I just feel normal. But I got my blood test done and I compared it to when I was on caffeine versus off for over a month. And my cortisol levels were higher off caffeine. You know, everyone always says caffeine gives you anxiety. Turns out I actually, I like get blood tests regularly to monitor all my levels. And my cortisol is actually the highest it's ever been. So I'm actually current, like when I was caffeine free, I was my most anxious self that has ever occurred. So I figured, okay, I'm going back on caffeine. Like, it's kind of just a fun little thing to do.
That actually is insane to me. I thought it would be way lower because
I know
sometimes caffeine does make you shaky.
It's just weird because it actually, because I've been doing these blood tests. Like, I use this one company. It's supposed to, like, monitor your whole health or something. But I've been doing them, like, every 6 months for the past 3 years. And if you look at the chart, the cortisol levels were off the charts. It basically said, like, relax, girl. Like, it ain't that serious.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so it's fine for you to drink caffeine, I guess.
Yeah, and I just figured it's a fun little thing to do. You know, it's harmless, it's fun, it gives you a little boost. I bought an espresso machine, so, like, I'm on a high of, like, I just bought something new. So just kind of the vibe at the moment.
So when you... So something that you told me about not drinking coffee, and this opened my eyes. So I guess, like, sometimes I switch coffee for tea, but not that often. But when you said this, it was like, whoa. Okay, so people always say that one of the cons of coffee is you get a high for 3 hours or 2 hours or however long it lasts. And then since you were at this high that your body doesn't naturally do, just naturally or whatever, you will go downhill and you'll end up having an afternoon slump.
Yes.
But then you told me that, I think it's just a thing with humans where, like, around 4 o'clock, you might just be a little bit more tired than you were at 1 o'clock. And you weren't even drinking coffee. So then it opened my eyes to, like, so there's no really point of quitting coffee, even if you were tired in the afternoon, because maybe it's not even the coffee. Maybe it's just, unfortunately, like, some humans, like, just get tired in the afternoon just for, like, an hour randomly.
Yeah, because, yeah, you would have thought, oh, that's the caffeine slump, which obviously that is true. Like, you do crash a little bit after caffeine, but, yeah. Even when I was weeks off coffee, like, completely caffeine-free, I still had an afternoon slump. Because I think it's one of those things where if you're, like, being active all day, you won't really have an afternoon slump. But if you're doing more desk work, editing, typing, like, that is when the afternoon slump will hit you. Because, obviously, if your body's just sitting there, like, you're going to feel like your body's probably like, oh, I guess we're sleeping. But it's like, no, I'm actually working, but, like, I'm on a laptop, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. I think that's kind of funny. Like, when you are doing stuff on your computer, I feel like your body is like, okay, so you're sleeping with your eyes open because you're doing nothing except moving your hands and wrists.
Oh, yeah, cute little afternoon slump. But I'm never going to have that again because now I bought an espresso. Like, that will be when I'll have a little espresso shot.
So as a viewer, I want to know why you're not just doing Keurig.
Nespresso.
You actually already told me, but I feel like if I was a viewer, I'd be curious, so I asked it.
Nespresso seems more elegant. No, I'm kidding. Also, it first of all, aesthetically, it looks cooler.
I know what you're gonna say to make the viewers like you.
Oh, they're recyclable.
I'm just joking.
So
but yeah.
Also, it is recyclable. Is that how you say that word? Recyclable.
It sounds correct.
They have a program where all the pods are made out of aluminum or something, and they have a little baggie they give you, and then every 100 pods, you mail it to them, and apparently they recycle it. They might just be throwing it in a landfill, but they said they make bikes out of it and stuff.
Yeah, that's actually cool.
Yeah.
But also, you just like you feel like you might be more of an espresso person, but you're not doing espresso, right?
No, I'm actually just having coffee pods and then espresso. So I'm just...
So it actually is kind of like the Nespresso just like... Just feels better than a Keurig then, right?
Yeah, I just felt cool to like buy something new, basically.
Yeah,
and like honestly, that comes like, down to what the truth is.
When I went to Lucas's house and saw the Nespresso, I actually thought like, oh, so like what? Like a coffee shop like in like an indie part of town. Because it just looks fancy.
I know, like the edges are all rounded and like the water tank is so cute. Like
I don't even want to know how much it was.
Thousands. they're just a little bit more expensive than Keurigs.
A little bit. I'm joking.
Let's not talk about money.
No, kidding. But that so it's coffee and then like is Diet Coke gonna be part of your regular routine?
Yeah, like,
routine.
I'm doing it all. It was so funny because last week we were traveling for Jacob's video and I had a part of a Dr. Pepper. This is when I was very first starting to drink coffee again. And I somehow like manipulated my mind to think that like I was on cocaine or something. Like we were in a McDonald's and I was drinking the Diet Coke. And I remember thinking, I'm not going to finish this. Cause I was like, I feel like I'll shaky, I'll jittery. But like that was just a placebo.
And then we left the McDonald's. you were like, oh my gosh, I feel so awake. It's crazy. But then I remember thinking back to the Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever you got. And I swear you only drink like like one finger full, but I was like, I mean, you haven't drank caffeine in a month, so like, I kind of believe you will experience it.
Yeah.
A little bit of a high, you know?
I broke the caffeine fast with a diet. I thought was a Diet Coke at McDonald's, but they gave me a Diet Dr. Pepper, I'm pretty sure. Just sad.
That McDonald's location, they added too much syrup into it. It was gross.
Also, I got to say, at that exact McDonald's location, I tried the Chicken Big Mac, which I was kind of excited about for a while, just in the back of my mind, because when we were in Vegas a few weeks ago, the Sphere would every now and then turn into a giant Chicken Big Mac. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There was this huge advertisement for McDonald's where the circular sphere was like a giant Chicken Big Mac. So I was just like, I got to try it, you know? And it was a very extreme letdown.
Yeah, so I didn't even try it because I already knew it was going to be shitty before. I haven't even watched any reviews on it or anything, but I just knew it was going to be shitty. I like a McChicken, but McChicken double with bread in between, like that's a little bit too much.
I know, like you love a McChicken, so good, but doubling it up, that'd be like, imagine having a double chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. That is gross. Like it actually is better singular. Like I feel like as humans, we always think more, 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 but at a certain point, we don't need the Chicken Big Mac.
Yeah, like, okay, one McChicken, okay. But then when you get two of those McChicken patties, I feel like your body doesn't know what to do because it's not even real. Like, it doesn't feel real at all. Like, it just feels like you're eating a sponge.
Yeah, actually, I'm not kidding, felt like work eating it. Like, it wasn't even fun, really. It was more like a job.
I can't believe Ronald McDonald made that.
I know. Why haven't they brought Ronald McDonald back? That clown thing would do so good on TikTok. You know the whole Nutter Butter? Was it Nutter Butter that did those creepy TikToks?
Yeah.
If McDonald's brought back Ronald in these scary, ominous TikToks, it would be a hit.
I feel like McDonald's is at the point of hugeness as a business where they never want to take a risk like that. Like even thinking back to the Grimace Shake thing where people pretended that they died from it, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they never acknowledged it. Like, I feel like they don't want to be part of this, I'm going to say, even though it's not true, satanic type stuff. I feel like they don't want to be a part of this dark stuff because then you know eventually Christians will start, or like really religious people will start saying like, okay, but like Ronald McDonald, like actually, like they mentioned him in the Bible. I'm not even joking when
somehow it would be he's the Antichrist. But now actually thinking about that, like if I was a kid and I saw these videos of Ronald McDonald being all creepy saying, come to McDonald's and have a burger. Like it's funny for adults being like, LOL, this is so weird. But if I was a kid, I would be like, it'd be associated in my mind forever. McDonald's equals scary. And then those wouldn't be future consumers. It would ruin the entire business.
Yeah, I'm all for clowns. Like, if I had a bunch of money, I'd donate a bunch of money to clown schools. I actually wouldn't, but I just feel like clowns are to this point where they're too scary. Like, think about Terrifier 3. The whole plot was this scary-ass clown that killed a bunch of people. I just feel like clowns, unfortunately, for the next, like, half a century are blacklisted from children.
I don't understand how clowns were ever big for family entertainment, though. Even before all these scary movies, you see some person, white-faced, weird red nose, bushy, colorful hair. Like, that is always... I thought that would just always be scary. But there was a point in time where kids and families saw clowns and felt glee. Like, oh, my gosh, yes, clowns, honk the horn, the big, long feet, the giant shoes. Like, that was fun at one point.
I know. That's a good point. But I feel like it's like people did find it fun, but there to be enough scary movies and books about clowns kind of proves that maybe like naturally a bunch of people do find it scary. There's also like a few people that are like, it's so fun for kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That is sad that the art of clowning is dying, but it might just be the natural evolution, you know?
No, I don't think it's dying. It just is evolving.
I've had it on my video list for a while. Go to a clown school. And I actually went as far to email this clown woman, and she has a school somewhere nearby, but she was saying, oh yeah, like I really wouldn't want you to come if like you're videotaping it because like this is serious. Like this is, I'm down for you to come and be a clown, but if it's all for a video and like you're disrupting the other students, like she wasn't down for it.
Yeah, I kind of have like a clown part of me too, because when I lived with you in Los Angeles, I swear I mentioned it to you and I even like looked into it. There's a clown school like somewhere around the Los Angeles area that's like an actual clown school. And I remember I was actually thinking about going to it because you can do like a class for 6 weeks. I never did, but I remember I was like actually thinking about just going, and it wasn't for a video. It was more just like just for life experience. I was never actually planning on being an actual clown for my job, but I just wanted it for life experience.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a good experience. Is it more, it's not like a 4-year program. Is it more of like an 8-week thing?
I feel like you could, I'm not sure, but I assume some of them are shorter. But yeah, I'm guessing it doesn't last that long.
Because I feel
maybe
like
it does, though.
When you think of clown school, you think of these really outrageous people. But like the one person I met who went to clown school, she was in one of my improv classes years ago, and I just overheard her telling someone, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm also in the clown school. And then I looked at her and it felt so interesting because it was like, this is what a clown is, out of character. And she did not give the energy of what I gave before, the do-to-do, honk, honk. Like, she was very, like, serious. Like, she didn't seem like she would have, like, a sense of humor in life. But then, when she's in the clown energy, that's when it all comes out.
But also, like, I feel like there is some clowns where they take it so seriously. Like, yes, I'm trying to be funny as a clown, but I feel like some of them, like you said, that one school you were going to do a video on, like, I feel like it isn't, like, completely a joke. It's actually, like, clowning is like actually like serious to some people.
Oh, for sure. It's not at all a joke. It's like it's an actual art form. And then if you think about their makeup, they're always painted into such a smile that even if you were serious, it wouldn't really matter because the paint of the face makes you look happy.
Yeah. So, I read like half of a book about this guy that like joined a circus because he like always wanted to.
Is it a true story?
Yeah, it was like back in like the 80s or 90s or something. Like back when they had lions and stuff, you know. Elephants.
So was he a clown in the circus? I guess that's what he would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was a clown.
So what'd they say it was like?
He just said like so much. I only read like half the book, but he just said so many interesting things. Like it's actually like a family kind of.
Yeah, it would be, you would think.
Because like, you're traveling around the country.
Yeah, that's one of those jobs where, yeah, you're always with your coworkers. You're there all day, you're clowning around at the circus, then you're at night, you're all together in the little train. Picturing them on a train or going across America.
I think he said it's like a bunch of like campos or trailers or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just all like driving in a line down the interstate.
It would be so weird going back in time and being able to experience a circus where there actually was tigers, lions, elephants, like running around. Like, it doesn't sound safe at all.
I know. I feel like there are so
of them,
many.
Like, some of the trainers actually did get like, isn't there like a bunch of stories throughout history?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
who
they
are those people in Vegas,
hot?
Those two like gay lovers? They were allegedly gay lovers. Sigmund and Freud? Something like that. I think that's not right though. But it was these two like gays and they had these tigers and they did all these crazy shows in the 90s. I watched this documentary about it on Hulu and they just had all these, and they had a compound off the strip in Vegas where the animals were just roaming around freely, and because they were just one of them was so in touch with the animals that they were like, yeah, like we understand each other, they'll never attack me. But they said there was always a few weird close calls, and then one time one of them actually got like extremely mauled. I think it was during an actual show too, but
did they die then or no?
I don't think. I think they were in very bad condition, but they survived. But that is so creepy that just in the 90s, which relatively like isn't that long ago, they allowed this show in Vegas where there were wild tigers and lions and stuff roaming around the stage. Like they could have at any time jumped into the audience. But like, I guess they thought they had them so under control that it wasn't an issue.
And it wasn't only in Vegas. We went to Branson, Missouri, like a few weeks ago, or months ago at this point. But there was like, I remember I was reading about this one show. He was like a magician or something. And he used to have tigers or lions at his show. Like, it's so worth thinking then, like there still is, like if you watch like Chimp Crazy, it seems like there still is like an active population in the U.S. for like exotic animals. But I feel like back then it was even crazier. Well, I feel like definitely it was.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Way less regulations and everything.
Yeah. You know that like one vegetable canned brand, Green Bean Giant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like randomly thinking a few days ago, why isn't there a Green Bean Giant movie? Like, if you look at the character of Green Bean the Giant on the can, he looks so movie-worthy. He has like, I'm pretty sure he has like grass as pants, or no, not grass, leaves as pants. And he's just a giant, and he's giant because he eats like greens, I guess. And I just feel like that, I think I looked it up and I didn't see anything, but there needs to be like a movie or a TV show. And it probably would be targeted towards kids, but still, I want it to happen. So whoever owns that company, like, maybe they're already doing it, but that needs to be a thing.
Wait, that's so true. I've never thought about that, but I need to know the lore of the Green Giant.
Green Bean the Giant.
Isn't he muscular as well?
Yeah, like, I feel like he's a... That's the thing. I feel like he's kind of a version of... I don't even know that much about this character, but the Hulk. Like, he doesn't look like the Hulk, but he kind of is because he's green and muscular, and they're both, like, super tall.
I'm thinking of, like, Julius Caesar, like those people from... Those times.
He kind of is like that.
Yeah, because he's sort of wearing their outfit, but instead it's made out of leaves. Wait, they need to do more with him.
I know, because he's like a really... But then you could say the same with, like, this could go on for days. Like, Little Debbie should probably have a movie. And I'm not... By the way, I'm not talking about documentaries. I'm talking, like, actually story, plots, acted out. When I'm picturing these movies, by the way, I'm not picturing cartoons. I'm picturing actual people putting on makeup and everything, and it's real.
Wait, who would play Green Bean the Giant? I guess, like, the new It Boy is Paul Mescal. So, like, he's what came to mind, but he's already playing the Gladiator, so we need to bring a fresh face for the Green Bean Giant.
I was actually going to say, I feel like for Green Bean the Giant, Green Bean the Giant. Okay, what I'm trying to say is Green Bean the Giant, he's already famous, the character. So I feel like you don't need someone famous to play it.
Oh, that's true. We should do casting calls around America. The whole world, not just America.
I feel like it should be like a no-name person. And this would be the thing that would bring them like to Paul Mescal level.
Oh my God, the international search for the movie adaption role of Green Bean the Giant.
But then it would be funny because no one would know what you look like, though. Because you're going to be in costume the whole day.
But he has a face. Am I thinking of a different thing? I'm thinking of someone face out, Julius Caesar haircut, abs, a little skirt.
He has a face, but you know how, like, with Wizard of Oz, like, you won't be able to, like, know what the straw man looks like. It's that guy.
Oh, that's who I was... I actually had a little bit of a different version in my mind. I was thinking a lot more like Julius Caesar vibes.
And also...
Like, this guy looks more goofy in the face. I was picturing, like, a warrior.
Oh, it... Yeah, I just was saying it kind of does give that vibe still a little bit. But I also don't think it would be a young guy playing him. It would be, like, someone in their 40s.
Oh, yeah. They've been around.
Because if you look at Green Bean the Giant, he looks mature. He doesn't look young at all.
Yeah. I wonder what the storyline would be. Just, like... Something about the Green Bean universe, like the Green Bean, the height of the Green Bean kingdom falls and like it's up to him to save it.
I think it could just be the most generic plot ever. Green Bean the Giant, he just wants to live all happy. But then he starts walking across the U.S. or something. He starts stepping on people's homes because he's so big. I'm picturing him to not even be human. I'm picturing him to like actually be as tall as a 12-story building.
Oh, you're thinking more of the Barbie world. Like, he's in a different dimension. You're thinking of the Barbie movie. Like, he's in a different dimension, and then he gets sucked into the real world, and then him dealing with the real world.
Oh, I was picturing he actually always has lived on Earth, but he just hid in a forest. But then he's like, wait, I'm actually going to see what's happening.
Actually, oh my God. You know someone's going to take the idea. Universal Pictures is going to be coming out in 2027.
I know. It's probably going to take... Yeah, I would be cool if it was like a rated R movie, but that probably won't happen. But then didn't someone make like a, what's that guy with the honey?
Winnie the Pooh.
No, Winnie the Pooh scary movie.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure they did because something about the copyright expired or the trademark. So it was just free use.
Public domain or something.
Yeah, public domain. So anyone could make a movie and someone made a horror movie about it. But I swear that was like going to be a major motion picture like coming out theatrically, but I don't remember ever hearing anything about it. Maybe it still hasn't came out yet.
I think it did come out, but I haven't watched it yet, but I probably should put that on my movie
list. I never even watched Winnie the Pooh, the real one.
But it's one of those things where like we still all know about it. Like I still want to know.
I remember being a kid and thinking Winnie the Pooh. Like I just wasn't into it. And I also wasn't really into Sesame Street. I was just like, ugh. Like when I was a kid, I felt like those were... kind of cringy by the time I was a kid. So it was more about Blue's Clues. Like, that was very fresh. But then by the time you were a kid, wasn't Blue's Clues might have been a little bit cringy?
No, I actually watched Blue's Clues because I think It was just a thing. Like, Blue's Clues was huge.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that...
Blue's Clues is the one with that guy, right?
Yeah.
And then he talks to that little... Yeah, I remember, like, that was, like, a good one.
Weren't they doing, like, a nationwide search for the next Blue's Clues, man? Whatever. Did that end up airing?
I don't know. Was that going to be a Nickelodeon or a Netflix or something?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But I do love how whenever there's a bad... Like, a huge worldwide event that's bad, the guy from Blue's Clues, like, does a video comforting everyone.
Wait, are you joking?
Oh, he's done it a few times. He actually did it recently. I forgot, like, something really bad happened, and he just did a video saying, like, you guys, I'm with you. Like, just always remember, like, it's okay. And then, like, all the comments are like, oh, my gosh, like, you helped me through my childhood, and now, like, you always comfort me in my adulthood.
Oh, so he's kind of like Mr. Rogers? Like, he's kind of toning into that type of thing?
Yeah.
I don't even know much about Mr. Rogers, but when I've heard, like, is it... Wasn't he one of those people, like, even as adults, people, like, he's just so lovely.
That's what it seems like it is with this Blue's Clues guy. And he always seems, like, so calm. Like, he almost seems like Jesus or something in the videos. Like, he just seems, like, so with it. Like it's like, oh, we should just let him be in charge of everything.
Maybe if he wanted to, like, if he really tried, he probably could be, it would take a whole decade, but he probably could be a saint under some type of Christian religion.
Yeah, probably. But I
love his style, by the way.
Blue's
Clues. Like, I actually like. I feel like I feel like both of us. We have some long sleeves in our closet that look like that. You know that green stripe thing where it's light green, dark green.
Oh yeah, isn't he wearing like a rugby shirt kind of?
Yeah.
Oh my god! And now that's the style. Like it's all because of him.
He just has good style.
Now, Steve. Oh, speaking of wealth and power, this past week I saw Nikki Hilton. Flew first class with an airline, but it was for, she got it through a brand deal. It said, okay, I flew first class with this airline. And it said #ad/#, like partner. And I was thinking, okay, she's married to a Rothschild. And like, that is aren't they apparently one of the most powerful families in the world. And she's still doing ads to get first class. It just made me think like this whole idea of being rich that you had when you were a kid just isn't real. I thought it'd be a thing of like, she'd be like flying private, who gives a shit, but it's not even like that. It's not even this Richie Rich thing. Like, she's still struggling and has to do ads for it.
Struggling.
she probably just like, why not get it free? But I did think that was interesting.
Yeah, I guess, okay, since she's married to a Rothschild, and like someone that is like actually a Rothschild probably would never do that, though.
But she's even a Hilton herself. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, I guess that is. Yeah, I mean... That is just crazy because I would picture, especially if you're married to a Rothschild, from what you hear about them, how like they're the richest family ever, apparently.
I know.
And they've had wealth for like so many, like maybe even centuries. I don't know.
Yeah, that was just on my topics list. And I just wrote down what's going on with rich people. And I have it in bold, too. It's like, what is going on with them? Like
this
just,
is what this
is it the vibe where like it's just a for fun thing. Like she has everything at her fingertips she could ever want, but it's just kind of fun budgeting.
I feel like this is I feel like it's kind of maybe it's this vibe of like she could like get on a private jet that the Rothschilds have and go across the world to Australia, but maybe she just wanted to be like, oh, I don't want to be by myself on a plane. I want to. Go on a plane. And then she looked at the prices and were like, might as well try to get it for free.
Oh, that's true. She probably was like, you know what? Like maybe like they even fight over money, even though they're both from these really powerful families. They still have these fights over financial things.
I for sure could see that.
She was like,
happening.
I just can't deal with him like saying I'm spending too much. So yeah, I'll DM them on Instagram and see if we can do a little Instagram deal.
And I feel like if I was Nikki Hilton, I would just think like, I feel like she doesn't even care about her Instagram. It just is, like, something she has.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually, now that I think about it, I get it. Because it'd be like, yes, I'm in, like, one of the most powerful families in the world, but I still, like, want to save money. It's, like, kind of just like that the Rico Nasty lyric that always comes up in my life. I just always, it always comes, it's like the answer to everything. The Rico Nasty lyric. I've got a lot of money, but a lot ain't enough. That's Nikki Hilton. That's her looking at the prices of Qantas first class. She's like, I could spend it, but and there's never enough money. It's just sad.
But I actually would love for her to explain herself. Oh, wait, that light isn't even on, I just realized. So unprofessional.
Wait, there hasn't been one light on this professional podcast
I know.
This entire time.
What?
This is embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed.
Because the thing about it is that I would love for her to explain herself simply because, yeah, it's like, I would just assume, like, From what it seems like, I thought you would have billions of dollars at your fingertips. So I just want to know why you did do that.
I know. I guess she probably would just, yeah, say, I've got a lot of money, but a lot ain't enough. But in the politically correct way, she would say, you guys, like, everyone's struggling nowadays. Like, even though I'm a billionaire, like, I still have to budget.
I think she would say something like that. Like,
or maybe she would be...
Even when I go grocery shopping, it's like, sometimes I can't get everything I want.
Or do you think she would just be a little bit cunty and be like, why spend $30,000 on first class when you can buy a new Birkin? And then a little kiss face emoji. Like, that'd be kind of cute. Oh. That'd be a cute reply.
We talked about how I moved last episode, and there was, like, someone that commented on the video, you should do an apartment tour. And then I just started giggling because I was like, what would my apartment tour even be? Because, like, just last weekend, okay, so this is before I got a couch, so my living room was just empty, but I have a couch now. But whenever I pitch, that's the thing is that you watch these YouTube videos of these people doing apartment tours or house tours, and they're like, this is this, and somehow it's like a whole 40-minute video. But... this makes me think, like, I wonder if ever in my life I'll get to the point where I would do a house tour and actually would be like a whole thing. Because I just can't really picture it. But maybe, because when I'm talking, think about my apartment tour, I feel like it would just be, yeah, these are Tupperware that I got from Costco. And like, this is my overnight oats. And like, this is the desk.
Oh, like, you don't have anything decorated or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you think even if you bought a house and you were like, I'm going to live in this house for like the foreseeable future, I have no plans of selling it, would you actually be like, I'll make it a moment?
I guess the answer to the thing is like, if I actually did buy a house and I was going to live in it, like, for the unforeseeable future, I probably would take it more seriously. But since it's just an apartment, I just kind of the vibe of like, who even really cares?
Wasn't it funny because our niece and nephew who are like 8 and 6 or something, they visited with our mom your apartment because they were nearby. And didn't they say like, why don't you have anything? They were like saying, wait, oh my God, is he like broke? Because then they walk in and like, it was literally just a bed. The living room is empty. Like, it's just like, is it just like one rocking chair in the living room?
Yeah.
But it's just minimalism.
Like, for some reason, if I saw that apartment, it gives like drug addict vibes a little bit.
It's
like,
it does. So
it's like, you put no effort into anything.
Wait, but you actually are like, you're being so like minimalist, but in a good way. Like, you're not even, this is a little hack for everyone that I would have never even thought of. But when I was like with you and you were buying stuff for your apartment, instead of buying plates and bowls, buy 3 Tupperwares. That's actually so smart. I'm not even kidding. Like, what? That's the same thing as a plate. And then if you're going to do overnight oats and stuff and already put it in a Tupperware overnight or like have leftovers, it's just like, what's the point of having plates, bowls, and then Tupperware that's also plates and bowls?
Yeah, it's like the thing of like, okay, if you actually have a family, okay, get plates and
bowls.
Oh, but
yeah.
If it's just like you, then what's the point of getting plates and bowls? You might as well just eat out of Tupperware.
That's the thing.
Like, I got these glass ones and like, it's actually like good and stuff.
I feel like that's what it comes down to. Like, since we don't have kids and we aren't really like planning to anytime soon, it's like, you don't really, it is the vibe of like, if you, yeah, you have a house and it's just a bunch of like bed on the floor, there's no kitchen table, like no decorations, because it's like, that's for people with kids, you know? Like how you said, like, it's for people with kids to buy bowls and plates. But if it's just by yourself, like, why do you need any of that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is what it comes down to.
Yeah. TV leaning against the wall, not even on a stand. Having one towel and then just like washing it every day.
That's just what you have to do.
That's the vibe for childless people.
Yeah, I mean, because what's the point of having so many products if you're not even going to use them?
I know. I feel like I'm always the vibe of like, I never really decorate anything because I'm always thinking, oh, I'm not even going to be here that long. And it actually has been like that most of my life. So that's why I don't really do that. Because like, whenever I've lived in an apartment, it's always like, I'm just going to be here for a year. So who cares? And then once you renew the lease for like year after year, it's like, well, I'm probably going to move in like 2 months. So it's like, what's the point of like decorating anything?
Yeah, I feel like the only way I'd actually decorate something is if I actually actually bought a house. But
yeah,
other than that, it's like,
that's just the problem with gays. Like, they always say a woman makes a home, and since there's not any there's not any women in these households, like, it's not really a home.
I know, that's like, that's a really good point.
Yeah, which is why conversion therapy should be a thing.
That's a really good point.
Wait, how are we this far into the podcast and we haven't talked about that in the past week? And I'm pretty sure one's even happening today while we're filming this. there's been the UFO hearings in the government, like with Congress, I think.
So have you listened to any of these or like read up on them?
I remember last year, like that's why I was kind of shocked. Like I randomly just found out this was happening while it was happening last week. But like the one that happened a year and a half ago with that guy named David Grush, like he talked to the government and did this whole thing. And it was like promoted for weeks ahead, like just because of the little Reddit communities I'm part of. Everyone was so excited, like, oh my God. So I actually watched that one live, but I must have fell out of the UFO algorithm because I didn't know about these new ones.
I know, didn't you literally find out because you were driving and then I was on YouTube and I told you, oh, there's a live hearing of UFOs or something.
Yeah, they actually call it UAP now. That's like the modern term.
What does that stand for?
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Oh, okay.
Phenomena. Because I think UFO, first of all, they think it just sounds too like tacky. And also, like, we don't even know if these are flying things, like they might be floating, or like we don't even know if they're objects. It's just phenomena.
I feel like I always thought about aliens. I was like, okay, aliens. But then it really effed me up and people started bringing up these other scary points of like, what if they say all this stuff about aliens, but it's actually just the government creating aliens? Like,
oh,
and then
yeah.
When people started bringing that up in these conspiracies, it's like, you guys have fucked up minds because you guys are like, just going to make everything scary.
Are you saying like, what if the government made UFOs?
Oh, like what if like a UFO crashed, but it was all just a plan to like,
oh, that's
to like,
thing.
To like, for the like, agenda A, whatever agenda
oh,
A.
Oh yeah, that's
is.
The thing. Like if like that's like that conspiracy. If UFOs did land and like they spoke and said, "You guys, like we just want to help you guys," it would just be a huge conspiracy. People would say,
yeah,
"You guys,
definitely.
This is they're just projecting this into the sky and they want to. The government wants to control us." Like no one would even believe it was aliens.
Yeah, I for sure think that if there was proof of aliens, I'm like, literally like. Communication and like videos, photos. I feel like a lot of people actually wouldn't believe it.
Oh,
it's like
50%
even.
So they talked about, it's just basically the same thing that happened a year and a half ago. Like they're just saying like, there's a lot of witnesses in the government and in the military that say they've seen these things. Remember how they even released a video a few years ago? Like the government officially released a video showing like some weird thing in the sky. But they said there's even like clearer videos and images where they aren't releasing them. And they're saying we should just be transparent and release them. And they said they also claim that some of like the U.S.'s adversaries might have be in possession of some of these things. So it's like
so
we should probably like,
US
get going.
Adversaries,
I guess, like China or Russia, like they might have some UFO things. So it's like we should actually be transparent and like start working on this because like if they crack the code before us, like that'll be really
well,
bad.
Well, because I remember last year you were telling me that apparently like that guy that the U.S. was interviewing or he was part of the government.
David Grush.
Yeah, he was saying that they have UFOs. And when you walk inside of them, everything's way bigger, but on the outside, it looks so small. So, and then he said, apparently, like, all these different governments, including the U.S., are trying to replicate that.
Yeah, like,
so
reverse engineer it.
Yeah, so then they could, like, create that.
Yeah, so who even knows what's going on? Like, it might just be all this a lie and, like, all these rumors spread through the government or, like, I bet it will be interesting. It's just weird they're actually having hearings with the government. Like, it's just weird.
No, that actually is so fascinating.
I know, but like it also is just like no one really cares. It's just like we feel like people have been. It's been too much of like this blue balls type situation. Like they released that video in like 2019 or when was it 2020? They released that video and like just taking too long. It's like either show us the alien bodies or say it's fake.
But even before the government, that's why I feel like these alien things don't get so much hype as you'd expect them to get. Throughout your life, you hear alien stories that are actually like. Proven, I guess, like one of them that I like that was so interesting about like these cattle mutilations. Like it's actually real that these cattle got mutilated and no one knows why. And it could be from a cult, it could be from aliens. But even stuff like that, I feel like it just puts in your mind like, oh, there actually is like proof of like some random. Because I guess like humans couldn't mutilate a cow that fast or something. But there actually is proof of like these other aliens doing things. But then like you never hear. So, like, I feel like I already have in the back of my mind, like, oh, aliens are real. I just don't have proof yet.
Yeah.
But also,
maybe it's just too creepy for them to let us know because I was reading about the UFO hearing from last week and they're talking about some sort of jellyfish creature.
Are you joking?
I'm not kidding.
That could ruin people.
Because they were saying there's orbs, spheres, like, you know, the classic spheres. And then there's also the discs, you know, the classic UFO that we all see in our mind. But then he said there's also been a jellyfish spotting and it's floating and it's like, okay, there's actually these weird jellyfish creatures that are coming from other planets or the middle of the ocean or whatever. Like, maybe just don't tell me.
Yeah, because it could be a thing where We talked about it last week, the movie The Substance. The last 10 minutes, it shows this weird creature. What if aliens look like that? Like, we watched it and we were, like, really grossed out. But if aliens did look like that, I feel like there's a lot of people that would be like, I actually can't look at it. Like, I actually can't even be on Earth around those people, around those aliens. Like, so, like, what if they did look up in this? What if they look like this one thing where 99% of humans, like, were repulsed and, like, couldn't even, like, they start puking and fainting?
Oh, yeah.
But that could be a reality.
And it would just ruin everything if we all found out, because it'd be like, wait, what? And if people would be like, oh, I'm not going to work tomorrow. Like, I'm not leaving my house because there's these weird creatures.
But then, yeah, like, so this is like an actual government thing. But then you told me you watched this alien thing on Netflix and someone claimed that they floated in the sky from an alien.
Oh, yeah, this came out on Halloween and I watched it. It was on Netflix. They've actually had a few like UFO things coming out on Netflix. But yeah, it was just about like, it actually was a really interesting documentary because the girl was claiming this happened to her. And then there was an extreme skeptic who, like, she went out of, it was her life's mission to disprove this girl's story. And it was both of them going back and forth in the documentary. So it was cool how, like, you had to hear the extreme skeptic side as well. But yeah, this girl claimed that she floated out of her apartment. And then there was apparently, like, 22 witnesses. But then the skeptic was, like, she tried to track down the witnesses and she couldn't find them. And she was like, this might all just be made up.
So after watching it, what's your opinion?
I feel like I might believe the skeptic on that one, to be honest.
Okay.
Because why she floated up in a white, in a nightgown, like, I just don't, why aren't the witnesses coming forward now? I just don't know.
Also, who has nightgowns? Seriously. I'm joking. I actually know a few people that do.
No, but it was funny because the skeptic, one of her ways to disprove this girl, she was saying, okay, you guys, this girl, you know, she used to have a record deal when she was younger. She's like, she's all about fame. And then she was part of, like, I guess that's what's interesting about the skeptic. She was part of the investigation originally. Like, she believed her at first. And, like, she was part of, like, yeah, they, like, just learning about her and she would interview her and stuff. And I guess another way to make her seem, like, unreliable is she said, this is a girl who, she drinks coffee out of a straw because she's scared of staining her teeth. Like, that was one of her ways to disprove her.
That's the thing is that, like, I have a lot of alien abduction stories, but, like, ever since you told me that, I probably won't come forward because people are just going to say, like, he has a podcast and a YouTube channel. Like, all he cares about is fame or whatever. It's like, now I'm scared to, like, come forward about my stories.
Oh, with the abductions? I mean, that would be fishy. You have a podcast and then all of a sudden you get abducted by an alien. It's like, why does it only happen to podcast people?
That would be so funny if aliens keep getting more and more in the culture and then it comes out that the government's investigating every alien abduction story and 90% of the alien abduction stories are from people with a podcast. It's like, then I would actually just believe. It's just, unfortunately, there's just attention seekers.
Oh, yeah. Just people trying to promote their thing.
Yeah.
Hoping to be the next call her daddy.
That's what we're hoping for.
I know.
But I just, yeah, I feel like what you said perfectly sums up aliens. It's too much of a Blue Buzz situation. We've heard about it too much.
Yeah.
And the government teases it every 2 years. Well, it gets to a point where it's like, when there's actual evidence come up to me, because I don't, those videos of just something flying in the air, for me, it's like,
yeah, it's like, why is it so effing blurry? Like, why did they even release that video? It's like, this is the most grainy black and white shit. Did nobody have an iPhone when they were there? Like, bitch, why is this? And that's the technology they're using in the military. It's like, that camera sucks. Get a better one. Because it just looked so bad. And it's just a little dot floating. Like, that one didn't get anyone excited because it's like, this is just boring. Like, excite me.
Like, I get, like, it's actually on a radar and it actually was something that the people on the plane were probably like, oh, this is so scary. But, like, as, like, a no average person seeing it is like, what?
It's like, okay, next. Can we get something else? But that's the thing is, these people are claiming they have all these very high def videos that are insane, but they aren't releasing them for some unknown reason.
I want to see the jellyfish one. Actually, just the floating jellyfish.
Apparently. But that's what's so funny. So, like, these people come forward and they're apparently part of the government and they're saying, we need to bring this forward. Like, they're talking to the government. But then the actual government released a statement like a year ago. Like, they said, we did a whole investigation through the whole government to see if there is some secret UFO program. And they said, we found nothing. So it's actually not real, LOL. But then people are saying they're just lying. So, like,
so a few weeks ago, we did, like, a Halloween episode. But did we even talk about anything scary in that episode? I swear we were, like, we're going to make it kind of scary.
Yeah, I swear we had all these topics where we were like, we're going to talk about only scary stuff this week, but then none of them really got brought up.
Yeah, because we just talked about, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is some of the things I wrote for the scary stuff. I just went through my journal and tried to find scary dreams that I journaled about. So this isn't really a scary dream, I guess, but I journaled about, I guess, like, I had a dream in the, sometime in the past few months, like, where I shit myself in public.
Wait, where were you?
I don't actually remember fully this dream, but I remember having a dream like that, but I don't remember, like, the antics or whatever of it.
So you just, like it was an accidental thing. You're like, oh, my God, and you're in public, and you're like, where do I go?
Yeah, like, you know, in these dreams, like, you're not fully conscious. So, like, it's the vibe of, like, it's always give these dreams when I think of them, like, try to rethink of them in my head, they always give the vibe of the most, like, childish TV show. Like, you'd be walking through Target and pee would be everywhere, but like you aren't even in the dream, you aren't thinking about peeing, it just happens, you know?
Oh,
which is like,
yeah,
so childish. Like, you would, in real life, if you peed your pants or shit your pants, you would probably have a warning being like, I need to go pee so bad, I'm gonna pee my pants. It wouldn't just happen.
So, what did the dream continue? Like, did people get mad at you?
That's the thing, I don't remember anything else from the dream, but I want to know the meaning of it. So I went on the dream interpretation Reddit.
Wait, can I guess before you read it?
Yeah.
Because I would assume that that means, like, you're scared of, like, accidentally saying the wrong thing in real life. Like the metaphor is, you, like, so literal, you shitting. I feel like that's a metaphor for you spewing out something or saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing in public and facing the backlash of it or something.
Oh, yeah. You should be a dream interpreter because the people on this subreddit said, wait, first let me join this subreddit because I want to hear more about it.
Wait, is it like a dream analysis?
Dream interpretation. Someone said they have it all the time, but this is what they want to know what it means. And people replied saying, I think it's trying to hold back a part of yourself you perceive to be bad in company, which is kind of what you said. Then the other person said, there's shit in your waking life that you need to expel from your life. So they're basically saying that, like, the shit would be like something that you want to get rid of, but you're just like holding it off.
Oh, you're holding it in and then it blew up in the dream, but like maybe you should release that.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to go to the journal entry where I, like, fully talk about this dream because I don't really remember that much about it. I do remember having a shit myself dream, but that's a dream like I never had before.
I know, that's like a random one.
I feel like I never had that dream before that.
Speaking of dreams, though, last night, this morning, actually, you know when you wake up at, like, 6 a.m. and then you go back to bed for an hour and you have, like, such a vivid dream?
Oh, I feel like those dreams are sometimes, like, the worst dreams.
So I never really had a dream about this and it felt so real. Okay. I was in such a huge fight with... What's her name from Salt Lake City?
Whitney Heather.
The one who everyone thought her husband was gay.
You actually had a dream about fighting with Angie?
Yes, Angie.
Yeah.
Oh my, we had the biggest fight and it was all on film. I was part of the show.
Wait, so you and it were happened a girl in this
house.
Or, like,
I was a boy and I was a housewife though. Like, they were starting to let gays in it. Because she kept trying to, like, catch me in a liar. She was doing all these things for the show, so it kind of annoyed me as a cast member of The Real Housewives.
She was, like, putting on a show for the show.
Yeah, then it was so weird because then when the cameras weren't by us, like, I loved her. Like, she was just joking around. Like, we actually got along so well. But then once the cameras went on us, like, she was coming at me. And then I remember just being like, why are you only doing this when the cameras are up? Like, you're so fake. But it's so funny. Like, why did I have a dream about that? Like, what does that mean?
Okay, first I need to point out something about that. Your dream actually is truthful, though, in the sense of Housewives is for sure kind of fake because Salt Lake Housewives, for example, they literally show clips of them, like, just at a party, and they're all communicating and they show that for B-roll.
Yeah.
Then randomly, but then when they do the confessionals, they're like, I hate this person's husband, this. So those shows kind of prove to me, obviously there is a drama, but they... All of them have mutually decided, oh, we can still be friendly, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like that is what happens.
But what would that dream mean? Like, that's so specific. Like, what would you even... I would think... I actually don't even know what that dream would mean. I feel like it's too much happening. I don't know.
It probably just means you watched Real Housewives too much and now it's invading your dreams.
Oh, because I've had a few housewives dreams and... I feel like whenever I wake up from a dream like that, I actually think to myself, like, oh, I'm just not going to watch him anymore because why do I care enough when my subconscious is making dreams about it? Like, to me,
yeah.
I always think when I wake up, because I've had, like, probably a handful of dreams like that. When I wake up from those dreams, I always think, this is, like, it's dumb, like, to even have this in my subconscious. Like, why is this in my subconscious?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've had dreams where, like, I'm eating dinner with housewives. And it's like, what? This is so dumb.
But I actually want to know why I fought with Angie, because watching Salt Lake City Housewives, I've always liked her. Like, I think she's funny and stuff. So I wonder why she was the one that I was fighting in the dream.
Maybe because, like, this season she is really in the drama.
Yeah, so maybe I just have observed, like, it's gone into my mind that, oh, she really plays up stuff for the camera. Like, remember when she had that big scroll? Like, she was in a fight with this other housewife, and she said, tell me all the reasons you're mad at me. And she said, oh, good thing you asked. And she had this big scroll that fell all the way to the ground of apparently all these reasons why she's mad. So I feel like that maybe I put into my mind that she really plays stuff up for the camera, and that would be annoying if you were in the show with her.
Yeah. That show is actually the definition of just it's literally just a soap opera. It's not even a reality.
When she had the scroll that hit the ground with the list of reasons, that's when I did realize, okay, this used to be a reality show, but now it's an improv show. Like, this is a comedy improv drama. Like, this isn't real life even, kind of. It never was, but now it's to the point where people are bringing props.
Like, I feel like it's gotten to the point where, like, if you got casted on Real Housewives, it's the same as being casted on Saturday Night Live. It's like, oh my gosh, I practiced improv and comedy for so many years. Like, now I can put it to use.
Yeah, it's literally Mad TV. Whose line is it anyway? Did you ever watch that show? That was like the improv show of the 2000s.
I remember, like, I watched like an episode of Mad TV, but I don't know about Whose Line.
You are watching Mad TV.
That's how I feel sometimes. Like, I feel like I'm watching it because people are just so clowny.
I know. Y'all make me feel like I'm watching Mad TV.
I know, because it's like, what? Like, you guys are actually doing this? What?
I know.
There actually has been a few times recently, like in the past month, where I actually think, I am now watching Mad TV. Like, that actually has happened. Like, it's like that lyric by SZA is actually so realistic, because I feel like everyone experiences that at least a few times a year.
Yeah, I feel like you always could say this because it always feels like the world's the craziest it's ever been. But I feel like especially like this year, it's like, this is Mad TV. Let's be honest. Like, even the fact that what I was just talking about, like, last week they were doing a UFO hearing at the government. It's like, we're actually watching Mad TV. Like, we're in Mad TV.
Yeah, we probably got into another dimension where we actually are Mad TV.
I know. All right, well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, another thing that I wrote for the scary episode, which actually, I guess I was trying to make it scary during the Halloween episode. I was going to say, we've already talked about this so many times, it's so dumb. I was going to say, like, why do you sometimes think time is, like, not real? Which, like, is
like, why do people think that?
Because I was just jawing. I was going through my journal entries again to try to find scary stuff. And I journaled, like, I'm 23, but sometimes I feel like I'm not 23. I feel like I'm, like, 30 or something. So then it's like, so what even is real then?
That is scary. Time is
obviously
scary.
I'm 23, but, like, I just think it's interesting. Like, sometimes you can feel different.
That is just, time is, like, I feel like that should be on the scary episode. If we ever did a scary episode, time should be discussed, because it is freaky. Like, just time.
Freaky Deaky by Tyga and Doja Cat?
My God, it's like that.
Yeah.
Isn't there that song from, like, the 70s or something? Like, time may change me, but I can't change time. Isn't that true? Like, time will change all of us, but, like, we can't change time. That's a scary thing. Unless they, like, that jellyfish thing that the government's talking about. Like, maybe if we really, like, investigate that jellyfish UFO thing, I feel like we might be able to change time, actually.
No, but this is the thing. Like, even if we found a way to, like, never, like, so, like, you know how, like, it does sound scary getting elderly because you won't be as physical ability, you won't have as much physical ability and stuff. Even if we found a way to slow down aging, what, time is still gonna go on. So it's not like, oh, it's magically time isn't weird. It's still like, when 2 years passes, you will think, like, 2 years ago, I was doing this. Like, it's not, I don't ever really think time would ever stop. It's always going to be going, even if you did live for 1,000 years. Because you would, like, look back 100 years ago and be like, wow.
Oh, yeah. What if they, that's
true.
Yeah,
I feel like time actually never would stop.
Yeah, so that song is always true. Time may change me, but I can't change time.
That's actually such a good quote to end this podcast with.
Well, have a good 7 days.
Yeah, get your, just remember, like Advent and stuff.
Advent? Oh, is that starting? Because 4 weeks to Christmas?
I think so.
Oh my God, start lighting your Advent candles. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.